What's changed inside the state agency blamed for the Flint water crisis? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's been almost 6 months since the Flint Water Task Force blamed the culture of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality for the Flint water crisis. The task force said a culture of, quote, technical compliance exists inside the drinking water office. Its report found that officials were buried in technical rules, thinking less about why the rules existed. In this case, making sure Flint's water was safe to drink. So we wanted to know what's going on now in the DEQ. Mark Brush has been looking into this, and he joins me now. So, Mark, let's rewind a little. The task force said the DEQ had all kinds of problems with its culture.
Yeah, when it comes to what happened in Flint, the agency dismissed complaints about the water. For months, officials said the water was safe to drink when it wasn't. Then they tried to discredit outside experts who exposed problems with Flint's water. When all those problems became undeniable, the state finally acknowledged the DEQ made mistakes that jeopardized the safety of the water in Flint. That was last October. But a few weeks after that announcement, a top official with the DEQ denied that the agency did anything wrong. We spoke with Jim Sigo last November. He's one of the top guys in the agency, and here's what he told us.
I've gone through and I've examined what staff did. I've examined what the former division chief did and everything, and I don't think there was anything inappropriate in what they did.
Soon after that interview, Flint blew up into a huge national story, and a task force appointed by the governor laid the blame for the crisis squarely at the DEQ's feet.
Right. So with the governor, the head of the DEQ, and the task force all calling for culture change, you might think people inside the agency would acknowledge that mistakes were made in Flint. But that's not what investigators with the Michigan State Police heard. They interviewed DEQ employees in February and March of this year, and we got a copy of that report. It included an interview with Jim Sigo. He said his boss went too far when he said the DEQ made mistakes. We asked Jim Sigo for another interview to clarify, but he declined. The state police interviewed 10 other people in the DEQ, and every one of them denied doing anything wrong in Flint. One person the police talked to said if he had to do it over again, he wouldn't do anything differently.
Okay, so that brings us to today. What does the DEQ say about what it's doing to change the culture inside the agency now?
Well, Keith Cray is the guy in charge now. He says one thing they're working on is being less dismissive and combative.
Yeah, and so I think you'll see, in fact, I know you will see, a different mindset in how do we engage with both the citizens, the businesses, that is both public health and the environment. And that is culturally significant.
Cray says now department heads communicate more. They share information and they talk about the bigger picture.
So he thinks the culture is improving.
Yeah, he does. But we talked to one longtime employee in the agency who says changing the culture just won't happen overnight. This employee says morale inside the agency is really low right now. She didn't want to do a taped interview, but she says for a long time, politics have clouded the agency's focus. She says over the years, lawmakers and governors have put business interests ahead of the environment and public health, and they've made it harder for DEQ employees to do their jobs. And she's not the only one who says this. You see this kind of thing in the state police interviews, too. Another DEQ employee says they're watched closely to make sure they just don't go too far. This kind of work is really complicated, and there can be a lot at stake.
Flint has certainly taught us that.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.